I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about how drugs are considered among the worst public health problems facing Floridians. According to the latest America's Health Rankings, Florida comes in 27th among states for its overall health, and it's seeing a dramatic jump in drug-related deaths. Governor Ron DeSantis and his medical major domo, Surgeon General Joseph Latipo, also believes drugs are a problem for Floridians, just not the same ones. According to the newly released state rankings, drug-related deaths in Florida jumped 52% from roughly 22 deaths per 100,000 to 34 deaths from 2018 to 2020. The U.S. rate is 28 drug deaths per 100,000. Drug overdoses climbed in southwest Florida during the COVID-19 pandemic and will continue as people struggle to recover from Hurricane Ian's damage, said Stacy Cook, president and chief executive officer of Solace Care, the nonprofit mental health and addiction treatment center in Lee County. We are seeing more people get in trouble with alcohol, especially women, with methamphetamines and opioids, being laced with unknown substances. People have no idea what's in them, which is increasing the overdose rate, she said. But the governor is more concerned with one drug, COVID-19 vaccines. A week ago, the Florida Supreme Court approved the request by Governor DeSantis to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate alleged wrongdoing related to COVID-19 vaccines. The approval came after DeSantis alleged there were good and sufficient reasons to deem it to be in the public interest to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate criminal or wrongful activity in Florida relating to the development, promotion, distribution of vaccines purported to prevent COVID-19 infection, symptoms, and transmission. Of course, those good and sufficient reasons to justify the grand jury are not readily available. It seems that is the go-to political strategy pioneered by the Orange Menace of Palm Beach to counter any policy that contradicts one's position, is to charge fraud or some kind of malfeasance without offering any proof. But there are several mysteries surrounding this move. First is the reality that vaccines have proven to be safe and effective. Millions have received them, and very few have suffered. All were warned that you could still get COVID even if you were vaccinated, but most likely you would not die or require hospitalization. Considering the real health issues challenging Floridians, the specious at best charge that vaccine makers somehow purposely misrepresented their products seems like a total waste of time, and once again, taxpayer dollars.